listening to a podcast from Victory.
Magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. Thank you again for joining us sa online service natin ngayong linggo na to. At nagagalak po kami na magkakasama tayo as we start our brand new series entitled Nearness. Can you say that? Nearness, okay? In this series, we want to preach to you and let you know that God is near and His word never fails. And importante pong maintindihan natin to, especially in our time when there are so many difficulty challenges that we are facing. Because His nearness in our lives would grant us hope and confidence kung ano man po ang pagdaanan natin o harapin natin sa mga buhay natin. Okay, so pag-usapan na po natin yan. And to start it, let me ask you this question. Okay, when you hear the word comfort, what comes to your mind? When you hear the word comfort, what comes to your mind? Maybe for some of you, sige, ilagay niyo po sa comment section na, ilagay niyo po yung mga sagot niyo. Maybe for some of you, ang ilalagay niyo po sa comment section natin, comfort food, yung iba sa inyo, mahilig sa kape, mahilig sa ice cream, mahilig sa cake, or kung ano mang kakanin na nagbibigay sa inyo ng comfort. Maybe for some of you, kapag comfort ang napag-usapan, naisip niyo yung relaxation. Ayan, yung tambay lang sa bahay, nag-video games, or probably nanonood ng Netflix, or kahit anong palabas sa TV, nagsosurf sa Facebook. Maybe for some of you, pag comfort, na-imagine nyo yung someone, a loved one who would hug you, or probably a person who would encourage you, or probably positive thinking. Okay, kung gusto mong magkaroon ka ng comfort, bigyan mo lang, okay, ng positive quotable quotes. Ang isang tao, magkakaroon na siya ng comfort. You see, lahat po tayo, may definition tayo, may idea tayo kung ano yung comfort. But today, okay, I'm asking that question because God wants to give us comfort. God wants to give us comfort. And we want to understand, ano ba yung comfort na gustong ibigay sa atin ni God? What does it mean? Okay? Is it really special compared to the other comfort that we are receiving? You see, lahat naman po ng binanggit natin, I do believe that it gives us a certain degree of comfort. But we do believe as well that the comfort that comes from God is way, way, way better. Kaya po yun yung comfort na gusto natin matanggap, especially sa panahon natin ngayon. Okay? To understand that comfort that God wants us to give or and receive, of course, let's talk about the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, and we're gonna read from the verses 1 to 8. Okay? So let me read for you from the English Standard Version. Okay, so buksan nyo na rin po yung mga Bible nyo. Sabi dito, "Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries, in the wilderness prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, every mountain and hill be made low, the uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken." Verse 6, "And a voice says, cry. And I said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all its beauty is like the flower of the field. The grass withers and the flower fades. When the breath of the Lord blows on it, surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever." Let us pray. God, we thank you for your scripture. I thank you, God, for your word brings encouragement, brings comfort to our hearts. I pray, God, for your Holy Spirit to be with us, that we may have the understanding and the wisdom that we need so that this word would be real to us, especially in our situations today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen. All right, we just read from the book of Isaiah, and this book was actually written by the prophet named Isaiah, okay, in the Old Testament. Now, this book or this portion of the Bible is not about Isaiah, though it was written or it was named after him, okay? It was actually about the people of God and God's judgment and redemption for these people. In Isaiah 40, yung binasa po natin, it actually marks a major break in the book of Isaiah. Bakit? Kasi yung chapters 1 to 39, it primarily focuses on God's judgment. Pero pagtawid sa chapter 40 hanggang chapter 66, pinag-uusapan naman dito yung redemption na gagawin ni God sa mga followers niya. Now, this break in chapter 39 and 40 is so dramatic that Bible scholars would say that probably iba yung nagsulat ng chapter 40. Ganun po kadramatic yung transition. And what we would see in chapter 39 is that doon makikita natin yung devastating news. Okay, that Judah would be carried into exile into Babylon. Let me read to you a portion of it. In Isaiah chapter 39, verses 5 to 7, says there, "Then Isaiah said to Hezekiah, 'Hear the word of the Lord of hosts. Behold, the days are coming when all that is in your house, that which your fathers have stored up till this day, shall be carried to Babylon. Nothing shall be left, says the Lord. And some of your own sons, who will come from you, whom you will father, shall be taken away, and they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the kings of Babylon.'" This was the announcement. This was the declaration of what will happen in the future. Because in chapter 39, Isaiah looked into the future and saw the day when Jerusalem would be destroyed. Now, yun po yung sa chapter 39. Now, in chapter 40, okay, Isaiah also looked into the future. Only this time, farther in the future. Okay? And there, he saw when the exile has already happened. Okay, so nangyari na po yung exile na pinaprophesy niya noong chapter 39. Now, in chapter 40, the audience or the people that Isaiah is talking to are actually captives from the exile. They are actually thousands of kilometers away from their homes. Captives who are discouraged, who are suffering because their current reality is very difficult. And probably we could already imagine kung ano po yung mga emotions. Ano yung mga feelings na meron sila during that time. Maybe some of them are very sad, some of them are discouraged, or a lot of them are down, hopeless, even depressed because of the difficulty that they are facing during that time. In fact, one Bible scholar said that they are probably asking questions to God already during that time. They are probably asking, does God want to deliver them? Can God deliver them? Or will God ever deliver them? Kasi nga, ang haba po nung pinagdadaanan nila. Ang matagal na silang nandun sa Babylon. Almost 70 years na silang nagsasuffer. And when you think about it, hindi po ba minsan ganun din yung mga katanungan natin kapag nahihirapan na tayo? Kapag tayo mismo yung may pinagdadaanan, kapag tayo mismo yung discouraged, down, hopeless, or even depressed, minsan may mga tanong din tayo kay God, Lord, gusto mo ba talaga kaming tulungan? God, kaya mo ba kaming tulungan sa sitwasyon namin, sa pinagdadaanan namin? O kaya, God, tutulungan mo pa ba kami? Will you rescue us? Kasi ang tagal ko na itong pinagpe-pray, tagal ko na itong inaasayo, pero walang nangyayari. Those were the same questions. Those were the same sentiments that the people of God during that time are having. And in those very situation, with those emotions, ito yung salita ng Panginoon para sa kanila. It was said in verse 1, "Comfort, comfort my people," says your God. "Speak tenderly to Jerusalem." Okay, the very first words that was uttered, that was spoken to his people, was all about comfort. Okay? Ano ba yung pinag-uusapan natin sa word na comfort? Kape ba to? Pagkain ba to? When the Bible talks about comfort, it actually talks about putting courage to someone. Okay? Instilling courage or giving strength to someone because he is already down, he is already weak in what he is facing. The picture na ma-imagine po natin dito is that of someone putting steel in the backbone. Diba yung backbone po natin, as strong as it is, okay, mas matibay pa rin yan, mas malakas pa rin yan kung nakasandal sa bakal. Parang ganun po yung picture ng putting comfort to someone, putting courage to a particular person. Now, what we would see in the scripture that we would read is that God was actually comforting the people by giving them three assurances, okay? So today, in our preaching, we want to talk about three assurances that gives comfort. Three assurances that gives comfort. Na makikita po natin yan from the scripture that we read a while ago. Let's read in verse 2. Sabi doon, "Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from the Lord's hand double of her sins." So pag binasa nyo po at at first glance, parang wala namang encouraging, wala namang nakaka-comfort sa binasa natin. But I want you to understand the context or the situation of the Israelites or the people of Judah during that time. They have sinned against God. Okay? In fact, what we would see in chapter 39 is that because they have chosen to put their trust, their confidence in the Babylonian Empire more than God, God punished them. God allowed them to be conquered by the Babylonian Empire. Pag tinignan din po natin yung chapters 1 to 39, it is actually an account of the numerous times that the people of God would choose to trust other things, other people, other nations over God. Kaya nga po, dumating sa point na inalaw na ni God na ma-experience nila yung suffering, na ma-experience nila yung judgment, the discipline that is from God, so that they would be brought back to a right standing, a right relationship with God. So, dito pa lang po, okay? Alam na ng mga Israelites, alam na po ng mga taga-Juda na nagkasalanan sila kay God. Alam nila yon. And maybe for them, they're thinking, they're probably just getting what they deserve. But they are still suffering. They are still in pain and they are in need of comfort. And this was the encouragement, this was the comforting words that God gave to them. Sabi dun sa verse 2, "Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended." God was saying, yung paghihirap mo, yung toil mo, yung turmoil sa buhay mo, yung sadness, yung mga challenges, yung difficulty na dinadaanan mo ngayon because of your sin, tapos na. It has finally ended. And not only that, sabi doon, your iniquity is pardoned. Yung kasalanan mo, pinapatawad ko na, sabi ni God. The shortcomings, the sins that you have committed against God, God has already forgiven. It was pardoned already. And the Bible says, it is because the Lord has paid for it in double. Not because nabayaran na nila because of their suffering, not because ang tagal na nilang pinagdaanan yung challenges na meron sila under Babylon Empire. It's not because of their actions. It was because God has already paid for it in double. And maybe you're wondering, bakit ba doble pa? You see, it's a common rule during that time. You could see it in the book of Leviticus na kapag meron kang kasalanan or kapag meron kang pagkakautang, kapag babayaran mo na, it has to be in double. Okay? Doble dapat. But what we would see here is it's not the people of God who paid for their sins, it was God who paid for it. And He paid for it in double. So this answers the question, does God want to deliver them? The answer is a resounding yes. Yes, God wants to deliver them. Kaya nga po, pinatawad na sila eh. Kaya nga binayaran na ni God. Kaya nga tinapos na yung paghihirap nila. And why is this so? Bakit sila dinideliver ni God? At bakit i-deliver din tayo ni God? Because in spite of our sins, God still cares about us. In spite of our sins, God still cares about us. Now, this is good news for all of us. This is good news for you and for me. Why? Because it tells us that we can come to God and receive comfort and forgiveness. We can come to God and receive comfort and forgiveness. And maybe you are here and you're joining us in our online service and you know that you need comfort. You know that you are hurt. You know that you are in pain. You're in need of that tender, loving care that only God can give. I want you to know God is here. And God wants to give you that comfort. Maybe you are here and there are mga gusto mo mangyari sa buhay mo, gusto mo talaga pumasa sa exam mo. But as you gave it your best, still the ending was not so good. Di ka pumasa. Maybe you did not graduate and you are in such pain right now. God is here. He's saying, come to me. I'm here to give you comfort. Maybe you are here and there are problems in your relationships. Meron kang loved one na meron kayong conflict. Meron kayong hindi pagkakaunawaan and there were words that was said. There were actions that was done and nakaka-offend, nakakasakit. And you are hurt. You are in need of comfort. God is here. He wants to give you comfort. Maybe you're here and you lost miserably because of the pandemic. You lost financially. Nalugi yung business mo or probably nawalan ka ng trabaho. And it seems like nothing's working out. You need comfort. God is here to give you comfort. You see, our God brought you here not by accident. Because He knows exactly what you're going through. Maybe you could fake a smile, hindi ramdam ng ibang tao, but you know you need comfort. And God is saying, I am here to give you that comfort. Would you come to me for that comfort? Would you come and receive that comfort from God? Maybe for some of you who's joining us, you are hindered by guilt in coming to God for comfort. Feeling mo hindi ka worthy kasi may nagawa kang kasalanan. Feeling mo hindi ka karapat-dapat bigyan ng comfort ni God kasi alam mo na may mga bagay ka na pinangako kay God tapos hindi mo natupad. You see, God is here and God will still give comfort. We are not meant to be hindered by our guilt, by the wrong things that we have done. Our God is here to comfort us. Okay? Just come to Him. God is saying, it really doesn't matter, okay, who you are. It really doesn't matter where you have been or anong ginawa mo, anong saan pinanggalingan mo. Okay? God is here to welcome you. Diba? Meron ngang song doon, diba? Sabi, I don't care who you are. I don't care where you're from. I don't care what you did. As long as you come to me, bebe. Oh, diba? That is God. But that's exactly what God is asking of us. Come to Him in spite of what we have done. Maybe for some of you here, what you need is not just comfort. What you need is forgiveness. Forgiveness for the wrong things that you have done. But God is here. And He would give you comfort. And He would give you forgiveness. Just come to God. Let's come to God. You see, it's not a question of whether we would receive comfort from God or not. Hindi po yung katanungan because He would give us comfort no matter what kapag lumapit tayo sa Kanya. The question is, will we ask forgiveness kay God dun sa mga kasalanan natin nagawa? You see, when God is comforting us, or just because God is comforting us, it doesn't mean that He approves of our sin. He is just loving towards us. But my hope and my prayer is that as we see that our God, okay, still cares about us in spite of our sins, we would come to Him. We would ask forgiveness. We would repent and receive the comfort that He has for all of us. Again, in spite of our sins, God still cares about us. May we find comfort in that assurance. Moving on, the next assurance that God has for us can be found in verses 3 to 5. It says there, a voice cries in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the round places a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Now, let's understand again kung ano ba yung pinagdadaanan ng Israelites during that time. They were conquered by Babylon, okay? And they are the strongest empire during that time. Many have dared to defy them, many have dared to go against them, but every one of them failed. So yun po yung kinakaharap nila. Yun yung situation na meron sila. That's why you cannot blame them if they will think, God, kaya mo ba talaga kaming i-rescue? God, kaya mo ba talaga kaming i-deliver sa situation na to, sa pagiging exiled under the Babylonian rule? Kaya mo ba talaga? But this was the response and the answer of God to them. Sabi niya doon, in the wilderness, there would be a way. He would make a highway in the desert. The valley shall be lifted up. There would be yung mountain and hill, it would be made low. Yung uneven ground, magiging pantay. Yung rough places, magiging plain. Why? Because He wants to reveal the glory of the Lord. Ibig sabihin nun, God will make a way just for His glory to be revealed. He's also saying, nothing is impossible. He would definitely redeem you. Kahit pagano kahirap, kahit pagano kaimposible yung pinagdadaanan nyo, kayong mga nandiyan sa Babylon, God would redeem you. God would deliver them. You know why? Because in spite of our impossibilities, God would reveal His glory. In spite of our impossibilities, God would reveal His glory. And this is encouraging for us because it tells us na we can come to God and receive the solution to our problems. A lot of times, we are robbed of our confidence in life. We are discouraged. We are sad. We are hopeless because we feel like there's no solution. in our problems. But there is comfort when we realize that there is a God who can conquer all those impossibilities, that He can overcome any situation that's too difficult for us. Why? Because He wants to reveal His glory. Hindi ba pagka nagkakaroon ng miracle, a lot of times, ang sagot ng tao, praise God, may miracle. Why? Because He's revealing His glory. Now the question is, what impossible situations in your life are causing you to be discouraged and lose hope? Ano ba yung mga pinagdadaanan nyo ngayon? Is it a problem when it comes to your finances? You lost your job, nalugi ka sa business mo? Is it because of the debts that you have to pay? Wala kang trabaho, hindi ka employed? Or siguro may problema, ang challenges mo, mukhang imposible na makapag-aral ka pa, makapag-enroll ka pa? O mukha bang imposible na makagraduate ka? Or mukha bang imposible na pumasa ka sa board exam? O pumasa ka dun mga subject mo? Or probably, the impossibilities has something to do with your relationship. Imposible na bang magkabate yung mga magulang mo? Imposible na bang magkaayos kayo ng kaibigan mo? Imposible na ba na magkaroon ka ng romantic relationship sa edad mo? Or probably your impossibilities has something to do with your physical body. Maybe you're sick. And the doctors are telling, walang gamot. Imposible nang gumaling, irreversible na. Or maybe you are here and you know someone who's suffering because of COVID-19 and they're probably critical. That's the impossibility that you have. But today, God is saying, take comfort in knowing that we can come to God. Take comfort knowing that in Him, okay, we can receive the solution to our problems. You know why? Because in spite of our impossibilities, God would reveal His glory. In spite of our impossibilities, God would reveal His glory. And lastly, last assurance that God has for us to encourage us and to give us comfort is this. In verses 6 to 8 says, a voice says, cry. And I said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all its beauty is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, and the flower fades. When the breath of the Lord blows on it, surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Ano ba yung situation nung Judah during that time? They were exiled for 70 long years. Okay, that's a long wait. I want you to know na the people of God or the people of Judah are convinced that God would answer them, that God would rescue them. But they had to suffer for 70 long years. And probably during that time, they were thinking, God, I thought you're gonna come through. How come it's taking so long? Bakit ang tagal naman, God? God, ang tagal ko nang nag-prayer and fasting para dito. Ang tagal ko na itong pinagdadasal. God, ilang prayer meeting na ba yung inattendant ko para matapos itong paghihirap namin? Can you relate? But it took them 70 long years for them to be relieved from that exile. But this was the answer of God. Yes, there are so many things that changes. There are things that are hindi mo maasahan na hindi magbabago. Pero yung salita ko, yung salita ng Panginoon, hindi magbabago. I wanna emphasize na lang ng verse 8. Sabi doon, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. It may seem like natatagalan si God, but God will definitely deliver them. You know why? Because in spite of everything that is changing, God's word will stand forever. In spite of everything that is changing, God's word will stand forever. Now, this is a comfort to us because it tells us that we can come to God and find hope. We can find hope in the situations that we are in the concerns that we're praying for. Kahit pa feeling natin natatagalan, kahit pa feeling natin hindi nangyayari, we can find hope in God, in Him alone. You see, the reality is, our prayers are not answered according to our ways and according to our timelines. Tama po ba? Minsan may pinagdadasal tayo, minsan may gusto tayong mangyari, alam naman natin na magandang bagay ito, it would honor God, pero bakit parang antagal? Why? Because God answers our prayers not according to our timeline, but His timeline. Not according to our ways, but according to His ways. But sometimes, kapag hindi po nangyayari yun according to our preference, na timeline tsaka way, we get discouraged and we lose hope. But here, God is saying, His word will stand forever. Ibig sabihin nun, His promises will surely come to pass. For as long as it's in accordance to His will and His ways, yung timeline na yan, mangyayari yan. Because God's word will stand forever. Knowing that, magkakaroon tayo ng hope. Knowing that, magkakaroon tayo ng pag-asa. Knowing that, meron tayong hope in God, it would allow us to have peace. Hope allows us to have peace. Hope allows us to persevere. Yung hindi ka susuko kahit mahirap. And hope allows us to have joy. Na kahit may pinagdadaanan tayo, masaya pa rin tayo. Because we know that God's word will stand forever. Even if it feels like it's not happening yet. You see, in spite of everything that is changing, God's word will stand forever. That's the encouragement. That is the comfort that God is giving to us through the prophet Isaiah. Now, I want you to notice that when God wanted His people or the people of Judah to receive comfort, He started by talking about Himself, His glory, and His word. You know why? Because essentially, what He is trying to tell them, and even to us, is this, that comfort can be found in God and from God. Comfort can be found in God and from God. Now, the question is, as we land this, how can we be sure? Yes, comfort can be found in God and from God, but how can we be sure that that comfort or that message of comfort is not just for the Israelites? How can we be sure na para sa atin din yon, para sa situation na meron tayo, para sa pinagdadaanan natin? How can we be sure? Now, John the Baptist quoted the same verse in the New Testament. In the book of Luke, chapter 3, verses 2 to 6, this is what he said. The word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. And he went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall become straight, and the rough places shall become level ways. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God. And then, after quoting that, afterwards, the next day, he declared who this Messiah, who this Lord is. In John 1, verses 29 to 31, says, the next day, he saw Jesus coming toward him and said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, this is he whom I said. After me comes a man who ranks before me, because he was before me. I myself did not know him, but for this purpose I came baptizing with water, that he might be revealed to Israel. Jesus is the prophesied Messiah by Isaiah in chapter 40 and by John in the book of Luke, Mark, and Matthew. He is the prophesied Messiah. And because He is the prophesied Messiah that invites us to have a relationship with, then it tells us that in Jesus, the message of comfort is for us. In Jesus, the message of comfort is for us. Because Jesus went through the greatest discomfort, we may receive comfort. Because Jesus was bound, now we can be free. Because Jesus gave up His life on the cross, now we are saved by our God. You see, when you look at the scripture, the Bible tells us that Jesus paid for our sins. And in Him, we are forgiven. And in Him, we can receive salvation. Again, in Jesus, the message of comfort is for us. Let us pray. Lord, we thank You for indeed You are the God of comfort in our lives. Thank You, Father, for making that comfort available for every one of us, even today, in the midst of the challenges that we are facing, in the midst of the problems that we are carrying. Thank You, Father, that we can run to You, we can come to You and receive the comfort that is for us. Thank You, Father, that every one of us are welcome to come to You, regardless of our status in our walk with You, regardless of the things that we have done. Salamat, Panginoon, dahil kami ay Iyong tanggap at kami ay Iyong tinatawag na lumapit sa Iyo para tumanggap ng comfort para tumanggap ng encouragement na sa'yo lang nanggagaling. Lord, maraming salamat po. And Lord, thank you for the sacrifice that you have done on the cross. Lord, thank you because of that sacrifice, we can receive the comfort. Thank you that because of your suffering, Lord God, we can be relieved from the things that we are facing. Lord, thank you because you suffered. Lord, we are forgiven. Therefore, we can receive the comfort that you have for us. Lord, today I pray that that comfort would be so real to us. Lord, a lot of us, God, here sa service na to, lahat po kami may kanya-kanyang pinagdadaanan. But some of us, Lord God, you know na matindi po yung pinagdadaanan. Lord, thank you for you would be the one who would speak comfort specifically to our situation. Lord, thank you that you are speaking to us by name. Lord, kilala mo kami at alam mo yung pinagdadaanan namin. Thank you, Lord, because you are that God of comfort. I want to pray for some of you. I want to pray for several groups of people na nakasama natin ngayon sa online service na to. Maybe you are here and you are in need of that comfort. Alam mo na may matindi kang pinagdadaanan, pwedeng may nawala, nawalang opportunity, nawalang pagkakataon, may nawalang importanteng bagay or may nawalang importanteng tao sa buhay mo, and you are probably in pain and grieving right now. Let me speak comfort to you in Jesus. Lord, I pray for those who are sad, depressed, feeling hopeless right now. Thank you, Father, that your comfort is upon them. Thank you, Father, that more than any person, God, it is you who understands kung ano yung pinagdadaanan nila. And thank you, Father, that even at this very moment, Lord God, they can be weak before you and you would receive them. And thank you, Father, that just like how you define comfort, God, you would be the one to strengthen them. You would be the one to infuse them, Lord God, with the much needed courage to keep moving forward. Lord, thank you, Panginoon, dahil sa pagpunta nila sa inyo, Panginoon, muli silang lalakas at muli silang magkakaroon ng sigla para harapin ang buhay na binigay mo sa kanila. Lord, thank you, for you would be the one to comfort them. Lord, I pray, Lord God, that in your own way, Lord, give them that comforting hug, that comforting presence, Lord God, right now. If you're that person, would you just close your eyes and just by faith, receive that comfort, receive that peace that God is giving you right now. Praise God. Lord, we receive that comfort by faith. We receive that peace. We receive that encouragement. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Praise God. I want to pray for another group of people here. Maybe you are here and you know that God is pointing out areas in your life that is sinful before God. And what you need is to come to Him and ask for forgiveness. You see, God is here and God wants to welcome you. He came here not to condemn the world, but to save the world. Would you come to Him and receive your forgiveness? Would you come to Him and surrender and repent for those sins? If that is you, would you bow your heads with me? Lord, I pray for those who are coming to you, humbling themselves because of their sins. Lord, in behalf of them, we come to you asking for forgiveness. Lord, we know that these are wrong things before you. And we know, God, na ito yung mga bagay na ginagamit din ng enemy para maging feeling guilty kami at hindi kami lumapit sa iyo. Pero ngayon, Panginoon, sinusuko na namin. Umaamin po kami sa mga kasalanan na to. At dahil kay Jesus, tinatanggap namin na kami ay napatawad. Lord, salamat po sa forgiveness. And thank you, Father, that this sins that we have committed, to mga compromises na nagawa namin, would no longer be used by the enemy to stop us in coming to you. Lord, thank you for the fresh start that you're granting us. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Praise God. Kapit lang po kayo, okay? May isa pa po tayong pagpe-pray. Those who are indeed of hope. Maybe you are here and there's a situation that you're facing na feeling mo parang walang breakthrough, ang tagal na, walang nangyayaring pagbabago. But God is here. God is true to His promise. Kapag si God po nangako ng blessing, hindi napapako. So today, would we be in faith together for that breakthrough that you're believing? And at the same time, hindi lang po tayo maniniwala sa breakthrough, maniniwala din tayo na kapag si God hindi sinagot or kapag pinatagal pa ni God, God knows what He's doing because He is good. and He would always be true to His word. Let's claim that. Lord, I thank You for our hope is in Your goodness. Our hope is in Your promises. Our hope is that, Lord, You would stand true to Your word. Na kapag pinangako mo, tutuparin mo. At today, Lord, we choose to believe na in Your perfect time and in accordance to Your will, Lord God, the fulfillment of this promise and the answer to our prayer will come to pass. Lord, today we are receiving that by faith. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Last na po, if you are here and you know that you don't have a relationship, a personal relationship with Jesus yet, God brought you here to have that greatest breakthrough, because only by having that relationship can we have that comfort and ultimately an eternal life in Him and a breakthrough in our life here on earth. The question is, would you receive Him as your Lord and Savior? If that is you, you want to start that relationship by accepting Jesus in your life, would you bow your heads with me? Let us pray together. Lord, we come to You in humility and we admit na marami po kaming kasalanan na nagawa sa Iyo. Ngunit Panginoon, inaamin po namin itong mga pagkukulang namin at humingi po kaming kapatawaran sa lahat ng ito. At Lord, salamat po dahil alam namin na dahil kay Jesus, kami ay yung napatawad na at binibigyan mo kami ngayon ng bagong simula. Nagdedesisyon po kami na isuko ang buhay namin kay Jesus sa Iyo, Panginoon. At mula ngayon, Ikaw na ang aming tagapagligtas, ang aming Panginoon, ang aming susundin sa araw-araw. Panginoon, gamitin mo kami na sa lahat ng gagawin namin, malugod ka sa buhay namin. Ito po ay aming hiling sa Iyong ngalan, Jesus. Amen. 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 Praise God. Okay, ang ginawa niyo po ay pinakamagandang desisyon sa buong buhay niyo. Kaya nga po, nagse-celebrate po ang heavens. Okay, ang mga angels sa heavens sa desisyon niyo. And we're here to help you. So, i-comment niyo lang po sa comment section natin. Maglagay lang po kayo ng prayer emoji. And we would reach out to you. We want to help you. Or probably reach out to us through these contact numbers. Okay, gusto po namin kayo tulungan para lalo pa kayo mag-grow sa walk nyo kay God. Alright? So, can we close in prayer? God, we thank You for the comfort that comes from You alone. I pray, Lord, that You would just saturate us, allow us to overwhelm, to overflow with that comfort that comes from You so that we could extend that comfort to the people around us. Let us be a channel of comfort. Be a channel of comfort and blessing to other people. We're claiming this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Again, maraming salamat po sa pagsama niyo sa amin ngayong hapon na to. Kita-kita po ulit tayo next week in our week 2 of our series, Nearness. God bless!
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.